two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean.
From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventures' piteous overthrows do with their death bury their parents' strife.
The fearful passage of their death marked love and continuance of their parents' rage, which, but their children's end, nought could remove, is now the 2 hours' traffic of our stage.
The which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend.
Draw they tool. Here comes two of the house of Montagues.
My naked weapon is out. Quarrel, I will back thee.
I will frown as I pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare. I will bite my thumb at them, which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
No, sir. I do not bite my thumb at you, sir. But I do bite my thumb, sir.
Do you quarrel, sir?
A quarrel, sir? No, sir.
If you do, sir, I am for you. I serve a good man as you.
No better.
Well, sir.
Say, better.
What's this?
Here comes one of the master's kingsmen.
Part, fools. Put up your swords. You know not what you do.
What? Art thou drawn among these heartless hinds? Turn thee, Benvolio, and look upon thy death.
I do but keep the peace. Put up thy sword, or manage it to part these men with me.
What? Drawn and talk of peace? I hate the word, as I hate hell, all Montagues, and thee. Have at thee, coward!
What noise is this? Give me my long sword, ho!
A crutch, why call you for sword?
My sword, I say! Old Montague has come and flourishes his blade in spite of me!
Thou villain Capulet, hold me not, let me go!
Thou shalt not stir a foot to seek a foe!
Rebellious subjects! Rebellious subjects! Enemies to peace! Profaners of this neighbour-stained steel! On pain of torture! From those bloody hands, throw your mistempered weapons to the ground and hear the sentence of your moved prince. 3 civil brawls bred of an airy word by thee, old Capulet and Montague, have thrice disturbed the quiet of our streets and made Verona's ancient citizens cast by their grave beseeming ornaments to wield old partisans in hands as old, cankered with peace, to part your cankered hate. If you ever disturb our streets again, your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace. For this time, all the rest depart away. You, Capulet, shall go along with me, and Montague, come you this afternoon, to know our further pleasure in this case, to old Free Town, our common judgment place. Yeah! Once more on pain of death, all men depart.